So hi there, my name's Steve Nobel, and today I'm speaking with Jackie Holder on the subject of writing for our lives. Now, Jackie is a coach and a leadership trainer, an ordained interfaith minister, and author of two books. One is Soul Purpose, and the other is called Be Your Own Best Life Coach. She's also authored many e-books, workbooks on journal writing, creativity, and personal change. And she facilitates creative writing and coach training programs where she introduces creativity and writing tools for personal exploration and transformation. And if you want to know more about Jackie, go on her website, which is Jackie Holder, JACKEEHOLDER.com. And Jackie, welcome.
Hi, Steve. It's really good to be here. Thanks for asking me to do this podcast talking about one of my favourite subjects, writing.
Mine too, actually. Oh, isn't that a coincidence?
We're in good company.
Yeah. Well, now, when I saw, the title for this talk, Writing for Our Lives, I think I was so grabbed by that title. You know, it's such a powerful title. How did you come up with such a title?
Well, I think that I go around and I meet so many different people. And I think one of the things is that there is so much in our lives that people have strong feelings about. There are so many experiences that people have had from their lives that they actually want to tell stories about. They want to share information that they might have gained because of certain life experiences. And in a way, I see life as one of the most richest learning grounds for ourselves as writers and creative individuals, whatever walk of life we're or whatever work or profession we're in. So writing for our lives is really about mining the experiences of our lives and finding ways of communicating what we're learning, what we've experienced with others, but also thinking about the range of different ways in which you can actually express yourself in different writing formats. So traditionally, most people have thought about, you know, writers as being somebody who authors a book. Yeah. And actually puts out something that's like a hard copy, puts it out through a publisher. Well, the whole, you know, nature and format of publishing has changed, and I actually think it has opened up a huge amount of potential to almost anybody to be able to express themselves in the written form through a number of different mediums.
Can you say something about those mediums, Jackie? Can you, you know, because there are a load of mediums now. You just, can you run us through a few? I know there's things like blogs, aren't there, and ebooks.
Yeah.
What else is out there?
Well, first of all, I think blogging is just a fantastic way of people who perhaps don't take so easily to journaling in an actual hard copy journal and actually are more comfortable with writing online, because a lot of people find it easier to write fast online. They can get their thoughts down. And I'm just amazed by some of the fantastic material and information that's shared on blogs and how that can be made accessible to, you know, hundreds and thousands of people in a very, very quick and easy way, and something that doesn't actually cost you a lot. Whereas if I write in my journal, I'm actually writing for myself.
Yeah.
Then there are things like ebooks. I mean, what a fantastic resource. What a way of kind of blasting open the traditional forms of publishing and making writing your own book much more accessible to everybody.
Yeah.
So now ebook is a way that you can actually write. You've really got no excuse now for not becoming a writer, because an ebook is just a really simple tool. You create an online document in what we call a PDF format, and you can write about anything. And what's great about ebooks is they're easy accessible, they can be short and to the point, they can be so creative. So for example, I'm writing a book about the healing energy of trees.
Yeah.
And how nature can be such a wonderful resource for our inspiration and our creativity and our well-being, how we feel about ourselves.
Yeah.
Now, if I think about taking that book to a mainstream publisher, the first thing the publisher is going to be thinking about, I want to have color photographs of trees, beautiful trees, in my book.
Yeah.
But the publisher is going to be thinking about, how much does that cost? I can actually produce that online at a fraction of a cost that it would even, I would even think about a publisher having to consider.
Yeah.
thinking about, and I can share that, and I can add to that, I can change it as new stories emerge and materialize. That can be made very current, very much in the here and now, and I can share that, those stories, and I can share that information with people. So, you know, we have a tool that is very current to our lives as we're living it in the present, whereas a traditional book, you know, you could write it and it's a year later that it's published.
Definitely, yeah, it's a long time, isn't it?
It's a long time.
I waited 18 months for mine. It's a long, long time.
Yeah, by that time, life's changed, we've moved on, we've gained new information, we've got new ideas to share, and, you know, we want to be as immediate with people, as present with our readers, with our audience. You know, I might have had a particular experience last week that I just have a huge insight into something that I wrote maybe 2-3 months ago, and I'm ready to share that with my audience. And of course, your audience are always ready to hear different perspectives and different takes on things.
Yeah.
So blogs, ebooks, I have got an immense amount of value from doing e-courses. Mm. I actually started it just before Christmas. I did 27 days writing yourself to wellness, mind, body, health and happiness. It was a 27-day e-course by Mari McCarthy. Mm. I tell you, every day there was a writing prompt and a short chapter in her ebook. And every morning I started off my day by responding to her journal writing prompts and then exploring it from my own experience. And what a rich experience. I felt like, first of all, I wanted to be with myself every morning.
Mm.
Two, I felt alive and engaged, and I actually felt that I was present in my day and that I was actually thinking and relating my experience in a very coherent and rich and engaging way. It gave me lots of ideas for my own writing work, for my work as a coach. And in fact, I started writing. I've been asked to write a book, 49 Ways to Writing Yourself to Wellness.
Wow.
And I've written half of that book through writing the journal prompts that have come out of Mari's work. And, you know, when I look at her website, I look at lots of other writers who are, you know, writing about their experiences. One have been writers, two around the experience of writing and what that means. A lot of writers that I'm interested in, you know, writing around journaling.
Yeah.
I just think there's so much rich material out there. And, you know, that's just a tiny dot on what is out there. But the thing about it is there is an audience for it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely there's an audience. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So if we can actually find a way that we can get clear about, actually, this is what I'm interested in, this is what I'm passionate about, this is what I can help people to solve, because basically that's what people want to find, you know, they want help with. They have a problem, they have a challenge, they have an issue, and they want to find somebody who is able to translate their knowledge, their experience, their insights, their ideas in a very creative and engaging way that will help them solve those issues.
Well, let me ask you another one, Jackie. How do we use writing as a tool for personal exploration and transformation?
I think there are many ways that we can use writing as a tool for our personal journeys and transformation. I remember recently I was just thinking about this idea. I used to do a lot of writing in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would think, I want to write about this, and I would literally write the ideas on, you know, the scripts would be in my mind somewhere. And of course, the more I had those ideas, the more they become... they would go sink deeper into the recesses or the back corridors and chambers of my mind.
Yeah.
thing with writing is that what we do is we take what's in our mind and we actually put it onto the page, which does something to the information, the data that we're holding in our mind. Mm. It brings it out, and what it does is it often gives it a different form, a different shape, and it crystallizes it. So it makes us find a new way of connecting to that material. And it's almost as if we're kind of putting on glasses when we're writing, and we're fine-tuning our vision, so we're kind of seeing it more sharply, more clearly, and we're actually allowing it to seep into our body of experience, our body of feelings, our body of emotions, and we're engaging in it in a kind of a very, very different way. Yeah. And with that, you're actually then able to, because it's much more of a felt experience, because with the mind, what we can do is we think we've experienced it, but we haven't actually really digested it. Mm. And I think the thing with the writing process is it gives you a new outlet for digesting our emotions and our feelings and allowing the body to engage with that. And when I say that, Steve, it's quite interesting when we think about how we actually write. Mm. Because if I'm holding the pen in my hand, my hand is connected to my arm. My arm is connected to my shoulders. My shoulders feel a huge amount, either, you know, happiness, joy, sadness, lack of energy. You know, a lot is contained in the shoulders. And then we follow that pathway in terms of just the energetic flow and connection of the body that's connected to the heart.
Yeah.
So the moment you've got it in your hand, or you are using your fingertips to type on a computer, connecting to the body, and the body has the data.
Well, you know, Jackie, the title which grabbed me was like writing for our lives. It almost sounds like writing can save us from something. You know what I mean? Like we could be lost in the world and out there earning money and raising a family and building a career. But it's almost like this is to me, the title suggested this is really turning something around. And it's almost like you have to do this, otherwise there's going to be a consequence. You know what I mean?
I think you're so right. And I would say it's really interesting. I start off many writing groups, or even when I'm training coaches, because we do a lot around reflective practice, and we get them to do what we call a reflective learning journal, which is a journal which gets them to reflect on their journey of being of training as coaches. And one of the things I often say to them is that journal writing saved my life.
Right.
In my journal, I get to say the things that I feel that I might not say, I might not talk about with other people, and I get to experience it. So that way, it's almost like you're dumping all the stuff that gets in the way for you, and you're dumping it onto the page. Yeah. And what it does sometimes is it allows you to walk away from it, because you've got somewhere, it's like a container. Writing is a container. The page is a container. We can transform, we can transmute, we can transcend by going beyond what we've put on the page and emptying ourselves on the page, and then moving on to a new place because of that. I love this kind of quote by Janet Burroway. She says, writing isn't hard. Not writing is hard. Because a lot of writers feel better when they are writing. It doesn't matter what they're writing. Yeah. It's the fact that they're actually doing the writing that actually makes the difference. And, you know, I often say, you know, everything is easier when I am writing.
Yeah. So, Jackie, one of the things that I've noticed in myself, and I'm sure other people have this, is the resistance to writing. You know, I went on a creative writing course about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I sat there in terror the first exercise, even though I've written 2 or 3 books, you know, and it was that kind of fear of, I don't know what it was, comparison, or, oh my God, suddenly I've got to speak out my creative voice in front of people, or whatever it was. Do you recognise a kind of resistance inside of you to this process as well?
It's probably one of the biggest afflictions that affects people who want to write, is the fear. the fear of what it would mean to turn up on the page. You know, but it's really interesting because I think that in my earlier years of teaching creative writing, I would have spent a lot of time talking about, you know, the fear and the resistance to writing and kind of probing it and delving into it in a bit like the way a therapist might approach working with a client as opposed to how a coach might work with a client.
Yeah.
And now on my writing workshops, on the writing retreats, we get straight into the practice, the action of writing. So much so that within a few moments, people have gone past their fears and their anxieties about writing and have found themselves just lost on the page and engaged in the writing process. Because, you know, it's like a lot of people think that we have to wait till we're inspired to write. We have to know what we want to write. But we have forgotten how amazing we are as human beings and how many bodies, how many stories the body actually stores. So if you give the yourself the space and you have the right tools to kind of, that will kind of hook you in, engage you, unravel you, allow you to unfold in a way that's free and easy. It might not always feel easy, but you've actually got something that's kind of guiding you to kind of get onto the page. You'll be amazed at how you, I call it dissolving the fear.
Yeah.
The fear is much bigger than we've given it credit.
Yeah.
It is something that is so easily dissolvable, but sometimes you need to bring the right tools to the situation, to that starting place of getting started with your writing. So I don't spend a lot of time there.
Yeah, I can get that. I agree with you. Yeah. I think writing itself dissolves it. I had the same experience. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And people are amazed what comes out from them. And what I love about, you know, writing in groups, because, you know, a lot of people see writing as quite a solitary thing.
Yeah.
But often when I'm facilitating writing workshops or I'm on a writing workshop myself, there is something very holy that happens. And I do think it is about being in community. It is about a sense of support and knowing you're not on your own. When you're in a room, everyone is silent, but everybody is writing. And you know that you're not doing that on your own. And it kind of gives us permission and confidence and safety. Not everyone feels safe on their own. If we think about some of the experiences that we've had in our lives, many of us will have had things that have happened to us when we've been alone that creates a very split relationship with alone time.
Yeah.
So therefore, sometimes it can be very, very healing, very, very cathartic to be in the company of kindred spirits, other writers, other creatives, and know that you're not alone, that we're all on the same journey, and that we're experiencing similar things, and it can give us permission to be. I think it's like coming home to your tribe, actually. Yeah. You know that when you're in your tribe, you know, there's something there about belonging. And, you know, human beings, we're really guided and pulled by that sense of belonging.
Can you tell me, Jackie, about the inspirational space? You know, that you know, is that some people feel they have to go to a certain space to write, or do you think that you can create that wherever you are?
Can I make some distinctions? I'd like to make some distinctions between the two.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think you do not have to be inspired to write. I really, that's taken me years to really master, and it's something that I'm really feel like now I've really embodied that. I can feel like rubbish. I can have had a bad day, but because I have had a journey of my daughter's 23 now, and I have some of my first journals from before she was born. So I've had about 25 year path of journal writing. Because I know I've committed to that path, I know that I don't have to feel good or be in a good place to write. And that actually it's the process of writing and just turning up that creates material that often surprises me.
Yeah.
Or allows me to enter a space where I get rid of the debris, I get rid of the stuff that might be blocking me, and then it creates space for the other material to emerge and reveal itself and to be explored and to be opened. Mm. So action actually comes before inspiration. Mm. That's why Somerset Maugham, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, the writer, he's, you know, when he was asked a question about how does he wait to be inspired to be right, he said, no, he makes it to his desk at 10 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 11 yeah. o'clock every morning. And, you know, that's where that comes from. And a lot of other writers have alluded to the same thing. Mm. So the thing is it's the practice. And it's the same for many other things. It's like with my meditation practice, like I've just recommitted to my meditation practice. And you know what, Steve? Most days I don't feel like meditating.
Mm.
You know, most days I'm thinking, oh my God, this is what I've got to do. Where am I today? But once I do that first 2 seconds of the meditative breath and I deepen into that place, it's the same with picking up my journal, picking up my pen. It's those first few words, those first few lines that actually... it's the practice that opens us up.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be inspired. Now, the second thing is that, of course, we need to fill up what I call our inspiration well. Hmm. We all have a well, or there is some place inside us where we have to keep replenishing our creativity. We have to feed our creative juices. And that's when we talk about, you know, thinking about the ways in which we get inspired. Mm. And we will all have different ways of feeding and replenishing that inspiration well, or that well of creativity. And that for me is about making sure that we're in balance, that we're not emptying, we're not giving, we're not doing, we're not serving others and leaving ourselves running on empty. Mm. So we don't have a way that we re-energize and plug ourselves back in. Mm. And the way I think of that is, like, I love the work of Julia Cameron. And of course, she had the practice in there of artist states. Mm. And that is one way that, you know, many people actually put into practice filling up their inspiration well. That's what Julia Cameron's really talking about.
Yeah.
So you're taking yourself out of your normal daily routines, and you're thinking about how you feed your own creativity. And it's really important to think about it in terms of feeding your own creativity, because what I might do to feed my creativity and be inspired might not be what you do or what other people might feel inspired to do. So if I said to you that actually one of the ways in which I know for sure that I get inspired and I can refill my inspiration well is by going out into nature and being amongst trees.
Hmm. Well, talking about that,
you know,
we've got a retreat with you, Jackie, 19th to 22nd of July. And I don't know if you've been to Altona,
yeah.
But Altona is a beautiful place right on the edge of the sea in West Dorset. Have you ever been there?
I've heard of Altona. I used to get their newsletters, and it's a place that I've always wanted to go to.
You're going to love it. Well, now let me ask you about the retreat, because it's happening. We're running it through Alternatives, the 19th to 22nd of July. It's a 3-day writing retreat. So, what will people get out of this retreat?
Well, first of all, you'll be able to press the pause button, and you'll be able to focus completely on yourself and your writing ideas and what you want to generate during that time. You're going to have an opportunity to create a body of writing materials. I'm creating an environment where you will be inspired, where you will allow yourself to come out and play with lots of different writing tools, writing techniques, creative ideas and activities, all which will ignite, excite and engage you in bringing out on the page or on your computer screen some of the ideas, some of the things that you either want to start writing about, you want to develop, you want to get feedback on, or you want to find a way of taking it to a finishing place where you can feel complete. I want to bring together a number of things. We're in a very sacred space. And what that means is that we will have plenty of stimulus to go inwards. And when I say that, it's actually busyness is one of the most common ways we disconnect from our creative selves and disconnect from our writing. So being in a place like Athona, where they actually build into their day times for silence, we will be part of that process and use that to almost be like a meditation for our writing practice. So not only will you have lots of writing prompts, you'll have a space that will be conducive to your creative spirit being fed. You will be able to listen to your own voice and engage with that on the page. Steve, the fact that you said it's, you know, by the sea, most people, just this morning, just having my shower, I just came out of my shower and I had to go straight to my iPhone and write on my notes because I got about 10 different ideas for the writing.
That's great.
And water is a fantastic stimulus for our creativity. There's something that water does to the mind and the brain waves. So, you know, just allowing ourselves to be resourced by nature, we're going to really dip into that and use that to engage in what I call writing rituals and finding our own true nature, allowing nature to be a resource for our creativity. I am so excited by just the thought of being away for 3 days, being in the company of writers, and what we will be able to create in that space.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm going to be there as well, Jackie. So I'm really looking. I'm so looking forward to it. I've been to Athona. It's a great place. So just to remind everyone, it's the Thursday the 19th of July to the 22nd of July, Athona, West Dorset. It's very reasonably priced. Do check on the page, see if it grabs you. And if you're more interested, if you are interested in Jackie's work, do check her website, jackieholder.com. And Jackie, it's been a great pleasure. Time has whizzed again. Talking to you. It's our favourite subject, so we're going to talk more about this, no doubt, over tea.
I look forward to that. And thanks for talking to me today.
Oh, my pleasure.